Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'd like to welcome you to the show today. Today is a show that I believe will help you to step into tomorrow. You see, tomorrow's coming really quickly, but do you have the consciousness? Do you have the mindset to really be able to, I was going to say compete, but that's not the word, to really be in harmony with your friends and your brothers and sisters and everybody on the planet? You see, tomorrow's consciousness is not the consciousness that we're living with today. Tomorrow's consciousness will be a unity consciousness, a place where we understand that we are all connected, that everything that we do impacts others. It's a place where we take 100% responsibility for our actions, for our lives. There are no victims. There's only victors in this consciousness. And it's a place where we start to look at how we bring unity into our businesses, into medicine, into the ecology, in all areas and facets of our life. Think about unity consciousness as a place where we understand that we're all connected, right? It's not hard to understand this. And, you know, quite frankly, the physicists and the neuroscientists have done some really good work. They've definitely proven that we are all connected. Everything is connected. So today, I'm going to take a deep dive into this subject. In fact, I have as my guest today, two-time nominated Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Irvin Laszlo. And we're going to discuss this a little bit in detail. So you're going to want to, right now, go out and let some of your family and friends know about this show and get present. Get your notepad. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to be right back and I'm going to introduce my guest.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
Welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Dr. Irvin Laszlo, and we are talking about the courage to heal ourselves and also to heal the planet. So, when I was thinking about, you know, has that shift already happened? You're saying it's happening. So it's an ongoing, it's an evolutionary experience that we're all going through with this shift. Is that what I'm hearing?
You know, what's happening is a natural process. We are a complex system. What we know about these systems is that they're very delicate. They are not fixed once and for all. They are constantly in flow, and fluctuations are happening all the time. For a while, this fluctuation can be kept within bounds. and then the system maintains itself as in a flow, not rigid, but flexible. We talk about in sciences, in physical chemistry, for example, being non-equilibrium, being far from a dead state of nothing more is happening. We are far from not from equilibrium, in a dynamic equilibrium. So we are in that state. And every once in a while, the fluctuations are so large that you can't be pulled back. And then they provoke change. Then the system is faced with an alternative. Either you adapt to the new conditions or you go down. If you want to adapt, we have our consciousness, we have our recognition that we are in that situation, in that leap state. Then let's adapt, align with it. Because that's known, you know, this process is known more in the physical sciences as a bifurcation. Bifurcation means a forking off in the evolutionary trajectory. The system evolves little by little, what we call linearly. You know, one thing leads to another, little steps, and we always thought that that's the way nature evolves. It turns out that's not the way nature evolves. That's not the way even society evolves. History is full of leaps and bounds. It's when these fluctuations get out of hand. Now, these fluctuations that we live today are almost out of hand. They are difficult to control. How can we make do without getting into deeper and deeper crisis? So I've got to adapt. Now we are in a bifurcation. The way that we have been evolving is no longer the way we can evolve. So we have got to move further. You've got to anticipate under what conditions can we thrive, can we survive together with the planet's web of life. There are many things we can talk about, how we can tell that. The main point I just want to say now, we have got to change or go down. Either you evolve or you leave the scene of history. Mm-hmm. And this is why we are talking about these things. This is why I want to talk about it, because the time has come to evolve. And I think there are signs that we are actually recognizing it and doing something about it.
Well, you know, pain's a great motivator of men, whether in our personal lives or as a planetary community. And unfortunately, a lot of times we don't move until there's enough pain to make the change. So, and you just mentioned that there's a quantum that it tends to move in quantum shifts, is what I heard. Not, you know. So is it too late? Or can we make that quantum shift now to step in and do the hard work that we need to, so that we don't leave the planet? I mean, until, you know, we don't destroy the planet anymore.
I am an optimist based on a recognition that what is happening to us and the challenge that we're facing us, we are not unassisted. We are assisted. By what? I would say by the universe. You can also say it by God or by higher spirit, mm-hmm. by Allah, by Tao, well, whatever right. you want to. There is a force. You know, young people, when they greet each other on the Star Wars, they say, may the force be with you. Yeah. So I say that, yes, may the force be with us, because there is a force. And that's the force that makes the universe evolve from the Big Bang. 13.8 billion years ago to what we have today, still a young universe as far as we can tell, it evolves toward coherence, toward, in the sense that we have been talking about, toward oneness. This is not an accidental passive universe. It is oriented to evolution, and that's why we can evolve with it. We can align with it.
I'd like to touch on coherence. I'd like to touch on your understanding of coherence and how we meet coherence, and maybe for some of my audience, define what you mean by coherence.
Well, coherence, in the sense that I'm using it, that we tend to use it in most of the sciences, means a system is coherent when all its elements, all its parts are so finely tuned and whatever happens to one happens to the others. See? Now, this used to be in Newtonian physics. It's not the case. You need to transmit in time and in space a force that attacks the other. This simultaneous change of all parts is the new quantum science. Mm-hmm. But this is what we have got to live up to, because we can do it. What we think, what we are, is affecting others. You know, Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. We are the change. Hopefully we are the change, the positive change that we really need to see in the world, you see. So we are connected. Einstein said himself, separateness is an illusion. And there is, I would add, evolution is real. There is a force. I call it an attractor, you know. That's what another thing we're talking about often in the sciences. Once a dynamic movement in a given direction is assigned as an attractor. There are periodic attractors, there are chaotic attractors, there are point attractors, all kinds of things. But I think we also have what I call a holistic attractor. I call them holotropic, a tropism toward wholeness. That is the force that is backing us. If we can recognize it, if we can feel it, allow our consciousness to be infused with this sense of attraction toward wholeness, toward coherence, that's where we become coherent. That's when we aligned. Being aligned with the universe is to be coherent with us.
So it's actually, and I got to take a quick break, but it's actually, we're out of coherence when we're doing a lot of things we're doing today with the illusion of separation. Would you say we're out of coherence with that, or do we come into coherence when we have an understanding of oneness?
Well, we are incoherent in many ways. Mm-hmm. We are incoherent with nature because we are overexploiting nature. Mm-hmm. We are incoherent between societies because one society is waging war on another society. We are incoherent in the economy when we are competing in such a way that we are destroying our adversary. You know, these are all elements of incoherence. But the very term incoherence, non-coherence, means that there is something else. There is an alternative. The alternative is coherence. Coherence to be in tune, to be one with. That, I think, is not an ideal, it's a necessity.
Okay. So it's getting down to the basic. It's what I'm hearing is change yourself, change the world.
Yes.
That's it.
That's how it starts, and that's how it moves forward. Yeah. And don't be afraid. Because you're talking about courage here. Yeah. Don't be afraid of change. Change is the way the new and the better is born. Yeah. The only thing you've got to be afraid of is the complacency, the slackness of saying, never mind, that's not my business. I'll just attend to what's happening or let the world take care of itself. That's dangerous. Just as dangerous to say that that's not my business and I do my share only for me. And I never mind what's happening to others. These are all outdated, obsolete, and dangerous ideas.
Yes. Well, I think one of the challenges too, and I do have to take that break, but I want to get this in. One of the challenges people have is they don't like to get outside their comfort zone. They don't like to feel any type of, I'm going to use the pain very lightly. I don't mean you have to feel physical pain. I mean, you might have to feel mental, emotional pain because you're letting go of things the way that you thought they were and you're so attached to it for so many years. You don't necessarily want to move into a new paradigm. But
we are out of our comfort zones already.
Right.
It's not even a question of being in it or not. The question of what do we do next, you see.
Yeah.
A new thing, it can be something new, can be a threat.
Yeah.
It can be a challenge. It can be exciting in a promising sense. It can generate fear. It can generate delight, sense of oneness, sense of something happening that's positive. Something is happening today. That's up to us to make it a positive, to make it a basis for some new step, a leap toward a better world.
Well, and I like that. I'll bring it down to a practical sense. So for some of you that are listening right now, you're out of coherence with your body, okay? You've been doing the same thing for years and years, but, you know, you're experiencing disease. You're experiencing pain in your body. You're out of coherence with it. For some of you in your relationships, you know, it's time to change the concept of what that relationship is. You might have to let go of the relationship and create a new relationship with that person. You're letting go of what was to create something new. The same thing in our businesses, right? This is about change, and it does take courage to change, right? You know, courage, but by the way, we all have courage. It's a natural entity in us. Some people have undeveloped courage, but for those of you that are committed to really up-leveling not only your life, but the lives of your family, the lives of your community, the lives of our nation, the lives of our world, change is a really good thing, especially if you're changing from what doesn't work to what does work. All right, I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Dr. Irvin Laszlo, and we're talking about the courage to heal ourselves and heal the planet. And hey, Dr. Laszlo, how do we recognize that we are the answer? How do we recognize that?
Allow this recognition to come forth. Just stop for a moment. Don't keep chattering. This thing is a chatter on your consciousness that these superficial things all the time. Something is happening. You've got to do something. You've got to, of course, some important things. You've got to meet the bill for the heating oil, and you've got to get a new car or whatever. But stop it for a moment and think, what is really this world like? Ask questions. You know, you don't have to go to a library right away and to look it up, or to go to the internet and Google it. You can just ask yourself this question, because we believe in it. And I think the spiritual systems of the world have testified to it. When we allow the knowledge that we have innate to us to come forth, then it comes to our consciousness, it guides us. The sense of oneness that we talked about, the sense that we are not competing against each other, but with each other for something better that we share. All of these things, the sense that this is a marvelous universe. You know, let me just quote one thing that Einstein said. I love quoting him. He said so many marvelous things. He said, there are two ways you live your life, as if everything is a miracle or as if nothing is. Einstein voted for everything is a miracle. Not because he sat back and just nothing to do is a miracle, you know. Because he then took it up. How can we understand this? To reduce that miracle, the unknown part a little bit, get to know a little bit more of what there is. Because the world is not a passive thing. It's not a series of atoms and molecules just running around randomly. This is a highly organized, in itself, a highly coherence-based world where all things attract each other. You know, at the very beginning, not without going too much into technical details, when after the Big Bang, the world was in total chaos. You know, there was nothing, no thing happening. There were only waves and fluctuations and frequencies in a random sense. And then gradually things started to emerge. And one of the first things that started emerging was atoms. And you know how an atom is formed? Not by electrons and positrons and neutrons coming together. It's by having a nucleus, a positive and a negative pole, attract electrons, but only very specific electrons. The lesson is, you know, to fill the electron shells of the atom. The lesson is the atom is not a heap, not an aggregate. It's a complex system, highly integrated. And then it forms molecules. It can form molecules. Molecules can create macromolecules and crystals. And those can create cells. Cells create organisms. The organisms create ecologies. And the whole ecologies, the webs of life on planets, can also form together until it finally, I think, the whole universe gets networked into a system of systems within systems, working with systems, coherent systems. So this is a very different world than we thought it was. And this is a world in which we can take pleasure in being conscious of, recognizing, having that, what I talked about a little while ago, about the aha experience. Having that experience, I suspected that this is how the world is. But I was told by Newton that it's all just a series of mechanical forces acting randomly. And by Darwin, that it's only the force, the fittest, the strongest that survives. What about the new sciences? That's not what they say. You know, recognize the world is a miraculous place, as Einstein said, and that here the most cooperative, the most one with the others, I would even say the most loving that survives. Love is the sense of coherence. It's what you feel when you're coherent. The sense that you want to be one with something, with others, with other people. That's always the sense that you are loving. You are a loving being. I think this is a loving universe. It's a participatory universe. Very, very different in the new sciences from the old mechanical materialist universe.
Well, the universe is conscious, and you know that's what we're learning more and more. And you know, there's been so much science around the observer and how the observer impacts the being, what's being observed in the universe. Would you say everything came out of then thought? Did thought create this universe? Did consciousness create this universe? Is that where we go with this?
Well, you know, this question arises if you consider the universe as a material thing, as something that's made up of matter floating about in space and time, you know. Then you can ask the questions. If you consider this universe is not just material, it's also as consciousness. This is not just a physical universe. It's what I call a psychophysical universe. Consciousness is very much a part of it. We didn't create consciousness. Nothing created consciousness since the Big Bang. It came about because it was always there. It seems to be metaphysics, but it's the most reasonable, the simplest explanation of the known facts. Yeah. Consciousness was there before the Big Bang.
Yeah.
It will be there after this universe as we know it ends, because it's a finite universe. You'll go into the big freeze or the big crunch, you know, is it collapsing or expanding forever? Whatever, or maybe balance at the razor's edge between them. But I mean, this universe has consciousness. I mean, I will correct myself. I wouldn't even say has. This universe is, at least partially, is consciousness.
Yeah. I love it. I'm out of time. Dr. Laszlo, thank you for being on this show. And again, for those of you that are listening, I hope you will go and get his new book. It's called The Upshift. And this book is going to be a number one bestseller. And that's what my prediction is. It's called The Up. You can get it at Amazon or wherever books are sold. And you can also go to Dr. Laszlo's site, theupshiftmovement.com, and get some of his wisdom there. And he's what else can I say, doctor?
and join, we want to do this together. The upshift depends on all of us, so let's get together on it. It's not me or you, it's we together.
Well, I know I'm going over to join that site, so I hope my listeners will go over and join Dr. Laszlo and the rest of us that are committed to up-leveling the consciousness of the planet and making the quantum shift that we need so that our planet heals, we heal, and we all live in greater harmony. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Ken.
And for all of you, I want to thank you for listening, and please tell your family and friends about this show. This is a great show, isn't it? I would say help you to become the best version of yourself. So let them know about this show. Let them know, and I hope that you will continue to look for and see the unseeable, and know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'd like to welcome you to the show today. Today is a show that I believe will help you to step into tomorrow. You see, tomorrow's coming really quickly, but do you have the consciousness? Do you have the mindset to really be able to I was going to say compete, but that's not the word, to really be in harmony with your friends and your brothers and sisters and everybody on the planet. You see, tomorrow's consciousness is not the consciousness that we're living with today. Tomorrow's consciousness will be a unity consciousness, a place where we understand that we are all connected, that everything that we do impacts others. It's a place where we take 100% responsibility for our actions, for our lives. There are no victims. There's only victors in this consciousness. And it's a place where we start to look at how we bring unity into our businesses, into medicine, into the ecology, in all areas and facets of our life. Think about unity consciousness is a place where we understand that we're all connected, right? It's not hard to understand this. And, you know, quite frankly, the physicists and the neuroscientists have done some really good work. They've definitely proven that we are all connected. Everything is connected. So today, I'm going to take a deep dive into this subject. In fact, I have as my guest today, two-time nominated Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Irvin Laszlo. And we're going to discuss this a little bit in detail. So you're going to want to, right now, go out and let some of your family and friends know about this show and get present. Get your notepad. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to be right back and I'm going to introduce my guest.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Hi, JJ is back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Oh, my goodness, what a topic we have today. I'm so glad you're going to join us today with this show. So let me introduce my guest. His name is Dr. Irvin Laszlo. He's a philosopher and a systems scientist. He's twice been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. He's published more than 101 books, over 4,400 articles and research papers, and the subject of the one-hour PBS special, Life of a Modern Day Genius. Laszlo is the founder and the president of the international think tank, the Club of Budapest, and the prestigious, the Laszlo Institute of New Paradigm Research. He's also founded a new company, and we're going to be talking about Uplink, is it?
Upshift.
It's the Upshift. It's the Upshift organization. And so, Dr. Laszlo, welcome to the show. It's just an honor to have you here.
Ken, it's delightful to be with you, as always. It's a pleasure.
Well, you know, we got to know each other here just recently on the Global Oneness Summit, and yes. that was a lot of fun. And I'm glad I get to take a little deeper dive with you. So I'd like to just kind of start out and dive right in. What do you believe has to happen for us to create a better tomorrow?
We have to change. We have to be better. You know, in line of the show, talking about courage, living a courageous life, we have to be a hopeful monster. I didn't invent this term. This term was used by biologists to apply to mutations in species that are ahead of their time. You know, a mutation that could become very viable would become the mainstream species as time moves on and all mutations around this species go on as well. Everything is unfolding. As you know, everything works together. As you say, it's all connected. But at the time that they occur, these mutations don't fit. They have a difficulty fitting. They will fit. They will take over when the time comes. But for the time being, they are monsters. But they are hopeful monsters. They are the monsters who become the leaders of tomorrow. That's what I say. In a way, be a hopeful monster. Change already is aligned with the times. Change, as you say, connected, courageous, and feeling your oneness. That is, I think, the task we have to do, because that will be the value. You will survive if you are a hopeful monster today. Then you will be leader tomorrow.
Well, you know, I think, what we're making is a conscious mutation. We're consciously, and I'm not sure if we're mutating or we're remembering, but we're remembering that we are all connected. We're all connected, and there's a place we've developed this world out of everybody and everything being separate, and all about me, mine. It's all about me.com, right? And that consciousness has got us to a certain level. But I don't believe it can sustain us. I believe it's going to hurt us if we continue to think in these terms. What do you think?
Well, the problem is that consciousness, that it's outdated. It was good in pioneering times. It was good when the motto was, go west, young man, you know. I know you are in San Diego and California. You went as far west as you can get on the continent. But the motto was at that time, because it's all around, you have to pioneer it, you have to conquer. And that was the mentality, which was fine at the time, but it's no longer fine today. Now we have conquered practically all the spaces that we can on the planet. We are moving into the upper space, we are moving into the deep seas, but it's not anymore conquering new spaces. We are using practically all the resources that are available, that are positively being usable for human betterment, for human life. Yeah. So it's not a question of grabbing more and more. It's a question of living well with what we have got. You know, when it was a question of love, Shakespeare said at one point, it's not a question how much you love, because that's what the character said in his drama, not a question how much you love, but how well. That's what I say. It's not a question of how much we use, but how well we use it. It's not even a question of how much of a population we have. It's the quality of the population that counts. So I think we have got to change from this seeking of quantity at all price, in short-term perspective, got to change to look at quality in a shared perspective. That's the challenge before us. We can meet it, and we have conversations.
Well, I think some people, you know, we hear this and they think, well, you know, well, what's he talking about? I'm not going to be able to have my boat and my house and my second house and my, you know, all the things that I've had. But I think that's a fallacy too, because I believe that, and I know it's not a belief, I know there's enough for everybody here on this planet. It's just how we distribute it. Yeah. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
You know, there's an old recognition and insight. The have society is a monster, is outdated. The share society is what's coming in. Mm. We are now nearly 8 billion people on the planet. Yeah. We have got to make do with what we have got. The sky is not, it's not the sky is the limit. In a way, or the real sky is in a way, but space is there, obviously. But it's not a limitless world. It's a world that has its limits, but it has generous limits. And if you do it the right way, then we can live well with what we have got. It's not a question of grabbing, of having. It's a question of living together, being together. Yeah. It's a lesson we got to learn.
Well, okay, listen, I got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about how do we shift, how do we uplift these old beliefs that people are living from, these old paradigms, into the new paradigm. So we'll talk about that right when we come back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book, and as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it.
It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a 3-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage
And be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. The name of the show today, of course, is The Courage to Heal Ourselves and to Heal Our Planet. I'm speaking with the two-time Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Irvin Laszlo. And Dr. Laszlo, let's talk about that. How do we rid ourselves of obsolete beliefs to step into this new paradigm that we're talking about?
Well, we are being helped by fate. We are going through and practically unprecedented crisis that involves practically every human being on the planet. We are now moving onto a global level where we are talking about whether we are talking about getting together to defend ourselves from aggression or from energy use or from saving the environment or creating a planet that's livable and doesn't warm up and become arid. Whatever we talk about nowadays is on the global level, and because we are not longer operating properly on a local levels, we must work together. So, you know, the quick key point is we are being challenged. We are being asked, forced practically to change. And I think it's a very positive thing, because if you look at history, practically all the advances, the major advances, the fundamental advances in societies have been on the basis of challenges, of problems, of even local crises that have been spreading, perhaps diseases, perhaps an aggressive leaders, a war, whatever, challenged all the time. Okay, if you just sit back being complacent, we won't change. I mean, nothing will happen. Mm-hmm. We are being forced to change. And what is the nature of this force? A challenge to our beliefs, a challenge to who we think we are and what our role is on earth. So all of these things. I'm in my book, The Upshift, I make a whole list of, I have a whole chapter on the beliefs that we have got to get rid of. You know, some of them are very obvious. You know, the belief that the fittest survives and the thing that the fittest is the strongest. It's not the strongest. This is another belief you've got to change. This one who survives will be the most flexible, the most cooperative, the most capable of making use of what we have got. And that is the new Darwinian challenge. You know, it's not the old one. But loads and loads of these things. Yeah. Are my country right or wrong? I've got to defend only one country, never mind the rest, you see. And my country is bound to be right in everything. I mean, we've got to examine all these beliefs and see if they still work. And then be, what I said a moment ago, in the last segment, we've got to be hopeful monsters. We've got to be already the change that we expect in the world. It takes courage, but that's why we have shows like yours.
Yeah. Well, it does take courage, and it takes an intentional mindset to step into what we would call maybe the we thinking instead of me thinking, and we start to step into a place where we realize that we're all connected. One of the challenges to that, I guess, would be, I'm a competitor. I've been an athlete for years, and I, but it's there's the competition that I embrace and everybody I work with and ride with is it's inner competition. It's not, we're not trying to compete with others and try to tear others down. We're trying to be the best version of ourselves. How do we shift from this competitive mindset of, you know, I've got to one up the next guy and the next business, and my business is going to overtake your business, and I'm going to grow bigger than you. And that's a crazy mindset that's got us into a place where we have all these multinational companies. And there's some benefit to it, but there's also some real downside to us.
You know, you talk about sports, and it reminds me of games. You know, that is a way in the system sciences nowadays, in the way that we look at the world, the way that is known as a zero-sum game. The zero-sum game that says that we have so much, and you either I have it or you have it. The more I have, the less you can have. The more you have, the less I can have. This is the zero-sum game. It's the wrong kind of a game, because the world doesn't have a fixed set of resources. The resources that are available to us, whether it's material resources or energy or chemical resources or whatever, they are flexible, they're expandable. The planet itself is not, but what's happening on the planet is, you see. So you've got to play positive sum games. That means that the resource that is in question can grow. It has a positive sum. I win and you win. That's not a contradiction. That means competition, but a different kind of a competition. Competition to benefit each other, benefit myself at the same time as I benefit you. Not just pure poetic altruism, idealism. I think it's the necessity. On a finite planet, with finite, although expandable resources, we've got to make the best of what we have got. And that's a good competition. How can you make the best of solar radiation? How can you make the best of the flow of water and rivers? And on and on and on, you know. That's a wonderful competition. That's how we can live. That's how we can thrive on this planet. So let's compete.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Well, listen, you got the new book out. It's called Upshift, and the Path to Healing and Evolution on Planet Earth. Doctor, why did you write this book?
I have been talking about the need to move forward in a positive and evolutionary sense, to move forward the way we should be moving forward. I have been talking about this for a long time. I remember writing books about the challenge in 2012. You know, was the famous idea that in 2012 is the Mayan calendar, that everything will change.
Oh, yeah.
But since then, I've been talking about a movement forward. And it's a movement in upward direction, because I'm an evolutionist. I think in evolutionary terms. I think evolution is what's happening all around us, whether we know it or not. And it's in nature already. So what we need is an evolutionary shift up. And what I've been talking about as a necessity for the future is happening. It sends the shivers down my back sometimes, because things I've been talking about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, up to 20 years ago, you know, a coming bifurcation and coming world shift, it's now happening. So I sat down about a year ago and I started to say, what has I been saying? I started to think, what have I been seeing? What do I really want to communicate? And I sat down, I wrote not a long book, 120 pages, but really I tried to say, what is the meaning of it is? And what is our role in the world? We are in the midst of an unprecedented world shift, has to be made into an upshift in our joint interest. The message is we can shift up, and the need is to do it. So the book is to help people to do the concrete, take the concrete steps to shift up with each other.
Love that. And for my listening audience, you can get the book at the upshiftmovement.com. Is that correct, Dr. Laszlo?
It's one of the places, but you can get it in Amazon, you can get it in a book finder, and lots of places on the internet.
Yeah, okay, good. You know, I my own edification, my own curiosity here, I'm wondering, after 100 plus books, what continues to drive you to put out new information and new ways to support people?
Well, I could answer it and rationalize it, but the truth is, frankly, I don't know. I feel somehow driven. I feel moved. I don't know why I do that. My family says, you know, I've reached a certain age now. Why can't you just relax, sit back, and enjoy life? I work from day and night. I mean, it's crazy, actually. But I feel satisfied. That's this somehow I need to do. And when I sit down to talk, to write, even when we are talking now, it's not that everything would have been preconceived. I was able to know things are flowing in. Let it flow. Let the ideas come. I sit down and write it down. I talk about it. We record it. We're doing podcasts and so on. I think this is a need I have. Not an egoistic need, because I don't get anything financially out of most of the things that I'm doing. Right. I'm offering it. I'm offering it on the internet. I'm offering it in forms of books and talk shows and so on, because I feel somehow it needs to be. But I say, we could rationalize it. Maybe there's a need for it and you do it because you think it should be. I just feel a need to, you know. In that sense, I am driven by it, and I'm happy when I can do it. So I do it. That's about the simplest answer I can give.
Yeah, you know, there's a philosophy out there that just says, you know, the more you give, the more you have. I mean, it's that simple. And you know, you seem like you're a big giver, and you give. And I guess the have part is, you know, what's the have part for Dr. Laszlo? What do you have that brings satisfaction to you?
Have the satisfaction that I can talk to people who respond, aha. Mm. Aha means it's not something new. It's something I have known, but now it's being laid out for me in so many words.
Yeah.
So aha, that's the way it is. I try to create aha experiences for people. Because the truth is that what is really happening is an evolutionary leap, is a step forward. And the aha is that we know, we recognize that that's what's happening, and moreover, that we can be a part of it. That's what satisfies me.
Wow. I got so many questions to ask you. Okay, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you about the evolutionary leap. Is that something we're jumping into, or is that something that's already happened? We'll be right back.
It's happening.
It's happening. We'll be right back. And for all of you, I want to thank you for listening, and please tell your family and friends about this show. This is a great show, isn't it? I would say help you to become the best version of yourself. So let them know about this show. Let them know, and I hope that you will continue to look for and see the unseeable and know the unknowable. And do the impossible.